WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. 4 years ago, it was the pandemic. Now it's the weather disrupting President Biden's campaign. He has rescheduled a planned speech from Saturday to Friday because of a weather threat. Speech focused on what he's calling former President Trump's threat to democracy. Republicans challenging the former president continue their focus on Iowa ahead of the caucuses. One Republican told Florida Governor Ron DeSantis he has been going soft on Trump. DeSantis said,
I think the narrative is this. I think what the media wants is they want Republican candidates to just kind of like smear him personally and kind of do that. That's just not how I roll.
Meanwhile, the former president asked the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn the Colorado decision banning him from the state's ballot. The U.S. says it had no involvement in twin explosions in Iran that killed at least 95 people during a ceremony for a military commander killed in a U.S. drone strike 4 years ago. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
DMV driver's tests are resuming for Wisconsin teens after a pandemic-era waiver program allowing them to waive the test expired on December 31st. The waiver started in March of 2020 amid the COVID-19 pandemic. It allowed a parent or guardian to waive the driving test for teens under the age of 18 if they finish the courses as well as 50 hours behind the wheel. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation said over 171,000 waivers were issued. According to the DOT, 85% of teens who received a probationary driver's license during the program did so utilizing the waiver option. The DMV tracked safety implications throughout the pilot program and found no negative effect. However, the state legislature failed to make the program permanent, so it ended with the beginning of 2024. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 30 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, 20. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 34. Saturday will be partly cloudy with a high of 36. Could see a few scattered light snow showers Saturday night into Sunday. If you love a good barbecue like me, check out Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
99.7.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Friday Eve, meaning we've just got to hang in there a couple of more days before we get to enjoy the weekend. I'm Maddie Jones. Here's R.E.M.
Oh, life is bigger. It's bigger.
Max FM.
Won't you come see about me? I'll be alone dancing.
think of the tender things that we were working on. Slow change may pull us apart. When a light gets in your heart, baby, don't you forget about me. Stand above me, look my way, never love me. Rain keeps falling, rain keeps falling. Down, down, down. Will you recognize me? Call my name or walk on by. Rain keeps falling, rain keeps falling. Down. She had the nerve to ask me.
I plan to do her any harm. So look here, I put her on the back of my bike and we went riding down by old man Johnson's farm. I said, now overcast days never turn me on. Something about the clouds and her mixed. She wasn't too bright, but I could tell when she kissed me, she knew how to get a kiss. She wore a raspberry beret, the kind you find in a secondhand store. Raspberry beret, and if it was worn, she wouldn't wear much more. Raspberry beret, I think I love her. The rain sounds so cool when it hits the bottom roof. The lightning seeds, you feel like a movie star. This ain't the first time, ain't the greatest, but I'll tell ya, if I had the chance to do it all again, I wouldn't change a stroke, cause baby, I'm the most, but a girl as fine as she was.
Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Not a bad day weather-wise. Partly cloudy. High right around 30, down to 20 tonight. More clouds tomorrow and 34. The gym blossoms now.
I can't really help it if my tongue's all tied in knots. 80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Made of this. That's the Eurythmics. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We hope that your Friday Eve is off to a great start. Just about another weekend. We could definitely get used to these four-day work weeks. Now, I don't know if you saw this earlier this week, but it was reported that Britney Spears had recruited people like Julia Michaels and Charlie XCX to write songs for a new album. But according to Rolling Stone, it's been confirmed that it was actually Britney's team who reached out. Right now, her management is trying to get her excited for some new music. She's not actively in recording anything, but they're getting songs done to present to her. Britney herself has responded to these reports, though, in a fiery Instagram post saying, quote, "Just so we're clear, most of the news is trash. They keep saying I'm turning to random people to do a new album. I will never return to the music industry." That was her own declaration. She went on to say that when she writes for fun or she writes for other people. She still has released songs with Elton John and Will I Am in recent years. So we'll see if Britney ever makes it back to the music industry. I think she's doing a lot of things these days on her own terms. At least that's the feeling I get from Britney Spears. That's probably the nicest way to put it, right? Taking a look at your forecast here. Partly cloudy today, a high right around 30. We're going to stick in the mid-30s throughout a majority of the rest of this week going into the weekend. Maybe some chances for snow on Saturday night. tonight. Sean Cable's going to tell you more about that forecast in just a moment. We'll also have a look at sports on 99.7 Max FM.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531. Carrier. Turn to the experts.
Kanamichi Craft Bar in Baraboo is the perfect place to meet family and friends for get-togethers and events. They have amazing charcuterie boards, wine from across the globe, craft beer and cocktails, retail wine, and gift cards. Kanamichi is at 126 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo. Be sure to check out their Facebook post for more upcoming live music, comedy, game nights, and events. Kanamichi Craft Bar in downtown Baraboo.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Start learning a new language today at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
The Pacers won their fourth straight over the Bucks, 142-130, improving to 4-1 against Milwaukee this season. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Tyrese Haliburton led all scorers with 31 points and 12 assists. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 26 points and 11 rebounds for the Bucks.
I was just trying to be aggressive, trying to make good plays, good decisions. Started the game, kind of hadn't played in 4 days. They had the chance to, you know, practice because the team was playing. It was kind of rusty, kind of turned the ball over. But at the end of the day, as the game was going on, I was getting my rhythm, going downhill, getting the paint, getting to my spots, and just trying to create as much as possible for myself and for my teammates.
Packers returning to the practice field on Wednesday, getting ready for Sunday's NFC North battle against the Bears. A win for the Packers, and they're in the postseason. Brewers swing a deal yesterday, sending minor league pitcher Justin Chambers to the Dodgers in exchange for pitcher Brian Hudson. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM, Gem City weather.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 30 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, 20. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 34. Saturday will be partly cloudy with a high of 36. Could see a few scattered light snow showers Saturday night into Sunday. If you love a good barbecue like me, check out Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
99.7.
Don't take a walk with your sister, the moon. Made a pale light to fill up your room.
love that one from you too. Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Thank you for joining us this morning. Not a bad day weather-wise. I might actually get to see some of that sunshine I'm missing as well. Partly cloudy with a high near 30. Brisk to start the day. 24 now. Here's the Rolling Stones.
And more.
Right on!
I get to hear what I want when I want.
99.7 Max FM.
Taxing girl, highway
Bananarama, there is Venus. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Checking out your forecast right now. Partly cloudy today. A high right around 30. Not bad. Down to 20 tonight. Clouds return tomorrow with a high near 34. Then 36 for your Saturday. Right now, it's 24. Coming up this morning on Max FM, Ben Bromley from the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce is going to join us to tell us why weekends are best in Baraboo. Plus, even though the calendar now says 2024, a lot of us are searching for calendars from 1996. Finn and I will talk about that this morning. Plus, Candy Hearts are making hearts just for the singles this Valentine's Day. We'll discuss that this morning as well. Birthdays and anniversaries coming up too. If you're celebrating today or know somebody who is, make sure you text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line 355-9970. ABC News and local news right around 7 o'clock. Sports later this morning with Mike Ganger, plus all the music you need to start this Friday Eve. It's all coming up on 99.7 Max FM. Right now, your community calendar brought to you by Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Their business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. Visit Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. Coming up on Saturday, January 6th, it's going to be the Mirror Lake State Park Snowshoe and Hike Event. Join the friends of Mirror Lake State Park for torchlit trails, bonfires, and more. The friends will also have refreshments and goodies for a free will offering that you can enjoy around the bonfires. They'll have two lit trails, one for skiing and one for hiking and snowshoeing. This is a free event, but you will need a valid state park sticker admission for your vehicle. Again, this is Saturday, January 6th from 6 p.m. until 8 p.m. More details can be found at friendsofmirrorlakesp.org. And that same day from 10 a.m. until noon, the Sauk City Library will be hosting a Winter Wonderland party for kids and families. This will include crafts, snacks, and a movie. And celebrate the winter season at the George Culver Community Library. They'll be watching the award-winning movie The Snowman by Raymond Briggs. Come chill out at the library and enjoy some indoor winter fun. SaukCityLibrary.org for more details. This is 10 a.m. until noon on January 6th. And a reminder that the 5th Annual FFA Alumni and Supporters Raffle will be taking place on Saturday, February 17th. It's going to be at 10 a.m. You do not need to be present to win, but you can get raffle tickets either by contacting Baraboo FFA Alumni and Supporters on Facebook or reach out to them on Instagram at Baraboo FFA Alumni. Cost of the tickets are $5 each or $20 for five tickets. Again, get all the details over on their Facebook page, Baraboo FFA Alumni and Supporters. And this drawing will take place February 17th at 10 a.m.
Whether you're a woman looking to start or expand your family, SSM Health St. Clair Hospital Baraboo is here for you from the start. Our women's health providers create an environment of focused care and are proud to provide a wide range of women's health services. To schedule an appointment with a provider or learn more about our family birth suites, visit ssmhealth.com/baraboobirth or call 608-355-3800.
High fashion doesn't have to mean a high price tag. Amber Lux Consignment Boutique in downtown Baraboo has name brand women, men, infant, and children clothing items, shoes, designer handbags, gift items, and much more. Women owned and operated, Amber Lux Consignment Boutique is located at 121 5th Street in Baraboo. New items are added daily. Stop in Tuesday through Saturday to find your new fashion focus for less at Amber Lux Consignment Boutique of Baraboo.
I really enjoy the music. It's great.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Wasn't hurting anyone, and we all enjoyed.
90s and more. 99.7 Max FM.